back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. With me, sitting right next to me, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Yeah, this is a special in-person episode. What time is it right now?
3:09 a.m.
3:09 a.m. 8:09 Eastern Standard, or D. I don't know. Do you know the difference between EST and EDT and all that stuff?
Daylight saving. EDT is right now. We're in daylight savings stuff. Time.
So So it's 3 in the morning. We just finished the 4 o'clock football games. The East Coast 4 o'clock football games. It's very late. You took a nap during the 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, but I do that in America also.
Right. You took an old man nap. You were like snoring on the couch.
There was a lot of loud Baltimore Ravens fans here.
Yeah, we had a whole crew. Some like very, very big like fantasy football fans.
Well, to be fair, the guy is in an eight-person league.
Eight-person league.
One quarterback, snake draft, no fab.
But
he's knowledgeable.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of like kids here like knew way more about football than us. They should actually be doing this podcast.
Yeah.
But
I think you were recruiting one of them to become a listener, actually.
It is kind of sad that I told a teenager, like, hey, you should like share our podcast. But he was like, by the end, he was like listening to it.
Yeah.
We've only done like a few of these in person. I think the last time you were here, you got kicked out for yelling too much during the Vikings-Broncos game a few years ago.
Tavares Jackson was driving and a strip sack, to end the game.
You were yelling. And literally the guy today
I think I yelled, there was a 4th and 1 and Adrian Peterson pulled off a 50-yard touchdown run.
Right. The guy today yelled like 1% as loud as you did when he's a Ravens fan when the Ravens did something. And you were like, whoa, calm down.
Oh, it's the Ravens. I said, they're a fake team.
But you were like... you were 1,000 times more annoying a couple years ago with the Vikings. Like, I don't even want to watch a Vikings game with you. You're absolutely insane.
My wife and I were going to spend a romantic evening in Tel Aviv tomorrow night, and I said, I don't think you want that because I'm going to be, like, watching the Vikings game like a maniac.
Yeah.
Keeping you up.
So you're not having... Speaking of your wife and romantic evenings, we had a romantic afternoon. Our wives finally met for the first time. Our kids met, too.
Yes.
I had to go. What was your report? What report did you get back after meeting me? You could be honest.
I think it's the same report that most people probably give, which is, what's Mara doing with you?
Yeah, well, what does that mean, though? What's her problem? Like, what's so great about Mara, first of all? Like, what? Just that she's, like, normal?
I mean, do you not agree?
I know she's not normal.
No. No, I say every week on this podcast that she's too good for you.
Right, but that's like a pat... I don't think that's true. First of all, that's like every guy says that. Like, I'll kick my coverage. I mean, like, yeah, looks wise, like at this point, she could do better. But she didn't marry like a fat bald guy. I, like, worked my way.
So it was closer when you were 20. You were saying.
Well, when I was, it was a much closer score.
Yeah.
When I was 20, the possibilities were endless. I could freaking be a neurologist.
I think my wife did say as we walked away, she's like, "See, that's why you don't get married when you're 20."
Oh my! What does that mean? What did that mean? Because
then she said when your parents have allowed you to get married when you were 20. She was like, the whole idea is crazy to her.
Is it because she saw my giant kid who's like her size, or?
Well, that really nails home the fact you've been married so long.
Right, that I have a kid.
You have a kid
like,
who's like,
mitzvah
who's like not like a, like is a real person.
She's a person. Yeah. I mean, like, debatable. we were going to draft, I said on the Survivor Voicemails podcast, we're in draft families, but we're going to do it another week because this is a live in-person thing.
We need to scout our families more. You're saying in person, like the feelings might be hurt too much.
I don't care about your feelings and your wife was going to come watch football. I feel like you would have left 8 hours ago if she had come. You would have been gone before the witching hour.
Look, the history of my wife coming when me and my friends are engaging in football activities does not end well, so.
Yeah, no, she would not have enjoyed this. Maybe she'd be. What show are they watching in the other room? I don't know. Maybe she would not.
What are the wives watching in the other room?
Grey's Anatomy. Do we know? Something. There's a lot of big.
My wife said. She said if I come, I'm going to end up sitting on my iPad the whole time.
Is she a Young Sheldon person, Jen?
No,
I feel like that's probably what they're watching. That's like the Big Bang Theory spinoff.
I heard that Young Sheldon was the only guy who spoke to Sean Spicer in the back room of the Emmys.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because he thought that Sean Spicer was actually Melissa McCarthy dressed as Sean Spicer.
Really? Yeah, so we're gonna do, after every week 5 tradition, we do power rankings. I think we're going to do your power rankings for week 5, and then after week 10, we'll do mine. So this is just yours. This isn't cumulative. Maybe we'll get the listeners in for week 10 also, but this is just your power rankings. We have a special guest. Really, he's the host. The guest is the host, and the host is the guest.
What's that from?
This is Lauren Lapp, because it's a podcast. We're at my friend Morty's house. We did a podcast here a couple years ago. I don't remember if Morty was on it at all, like in the background. But Morty's been asking to come on. He's a regular listener. And we're at his house yelling at 3 in the morning.
So. Yeah, that's fun. Hey, everybody.
So here's Morty. He's I watch football downstairs. We live in the same building every Sunday. Morty threw out a big, pretty big barbecue today. We ate in the sukkah.
Yeah.
Good spread. Israeli hot dogs are trash. Let's be
fair.
We have
to mention Tosfos, by the way.
Tosfos?
Yeah. And the Ritva.
No, I was thinking.
And Rabbeinu Tam.
I really like the word teku. Like,
yeah.
From the Gemara, from Talmud.
You like saying like, it, or you like
I like,
it?
I like the concept.
It's like a mic drop.
Isn't that a restaurant?
Yeah. All right. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here, give us your number 32 team. We're up to NFL power ranking.
Okay. So this has been updated after the Sunday games. Obviously, not including the Vikings-Bears tomorrow night. I'm going to assume the Vikings are going to win that game, but we don't know. And not including Kansas City at Houston. I'm going to assume Kansas City's probably going to win. But so this is based on, for those teams through week four, for everybody else through week five. Mm-hmm. So the number 32 team, same as it was last week, the Cleveland Browns. You know, the Browns lost to your Jets, who are trying to tank the season and are now tied for first place.
Yeah, my hot take from this week was I think the Browns should cut DeShone Kizer. I think his attitude stinks. He's so bad. Kevin Hogan badly outplayed him when he came in today. They embarrassed themselves against the Jets. The truth is they dominated the first half. They should have been up 20-0.
They've been embarrassing themselves for how many years now?
But
do you remember the last
the
game,
Jets, the
game last year? There was a Pittsburgh-Cleveland.
Yeah.
They just continue. They had the game in their hands like five times, and they continually embarrassed themselves.
It was against the Pittsburgh backups.
At what point, do we like say maybe Hugh Jackson's like a really bad coach?
You can't judge anyone on
this a couple
of
weeks ago.
There's no way you could judge
He's literally 1-20 as a coach.
He's 1-20. Like, he's going to get fired, and people are still going to get a new job.
I don't know. You can give him Bill Belichick, and they still won't.
How about this? You're a Giants fan, Morty. Would you rather have Ben McAdoo or Hugh Jackson right now?
I'd rather have none. I'd rather just have like a no Steve
Is that
Spagnuolo.
An option?
Yeah,
well, but I think Giants fans are starting
to look. Going to be a coach in 2 weeks.
Giants fans, so they want to start tanking though, so they want
no
coach for
that
reason.
We want to be like what you wanted with the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, your first place
It's
Jets.
So funny that we talked about the Jets. Giants cucking the Jets by getting Sam Darnold, and it was like such a joke, and now it's actually a realistic
Except people like the Giants fans right now want Saquon Barkley, so we got to get Robbie on for a scouting report, although I don't think Robbie's still alive.
Yeah, Robbie might not be alive after Michigan lost.
RIP Robbie.
Yeah.
I feel like if they lost to Ohio State, he'd be devastated, but he would have at least anticipated it coming.
Multiple
sure.
friends have reached out for like sign of life and have not received one yet.
Oh, really? Yeah. There's been no sign from Robbie.
Yeah, it's like 9/11. I think you have to give it a week until you assume that they're dead, so he could still be alive. No confirmation yet.
Is Robbie married?
No, he's not.
Okay.
So he has a serious girlfriend. Oh,
there's no Aguna situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should contact her, probably.
All right.
Not good lighting on Anthony Lynn. Ooh, coloration there.
Okay.
Philip Rivers. That's just a bad camera.
All right. So all right. Who's number 31?
All right. Wait. So Cleveland at Houston next week. Obviously, we're both. Oh, so we forgot to make our picks on the podcast. People asked, so we posted in the Facebook group. You're beating me this week on our disagreements, 5-3.
We had 10 disagreements.
The most we've ever had 10 disagreements. You're beating me 5-3. We disagree on the final two games. You have Kansas City and Chicago. I have Houston and Minnesota. So I could tie you. That's the best I could do. Oh, DeShone Kizer explaining how he lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Vinatieri.
He looks at least 70 years old, Adam. We're watching.
He's like a Cialis commercial.
We're watching all the post-game interviews here. Yeah.
He looks like a Cialis commercial. Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, so Cleveland and Houston, we're both picking Houston to win that game, obviously. Right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Number 31, I have San Francisco. You know, they also dropped to 0-5. They lost to the Colts. You know, they've been losing in overtime to all the other crappy teams. They lost the Colts in overtime. They lost the Cardinals in overtime.
They made it to overtime.
They're the homeless man's Chargers, except the Chargers are literally homeless.
Yeah.
But they you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, they keep losing close games, but to worse teams.
San Francisco's performance is so ugly that our vice president had to walk out of the league. So
what do you think about C.J. Beathard coming in for the Niners next week? I feel like the Hoyer thing is like
Hoyer
what are getting
at
what are you getting? You're 0-5. Are they 0-5?
Yes.
What are they getting out of playing Hoyer at this point? Like, we know what Hoyer is. He's a backup.
Yeah, but,
he's playing really well.
He's a good backup. He's a good quarterback. But when you're 0-5, see what you have with Beathard, because you might have the first or second pick in the draft.
I don't think you have anything. Do they think they have anything there?
People like Beathard. I don't know. Play him. What's the harm in playing him? There was a great stat. Christian Hackenberg, who doesn't look like he's going to play this year, if McCown stays healthy, because McCown's playing so well. No quarterback in our lifetime. Yeah. No, he's the third string.
Petty's only got hurt.
Yeah. But Hackenberg's inactive every week. He's the third string. No quarterback in our lifetime has been drafted in rounds one or two.
And
not played a snap year one or two.
Wait, did he not play a snap last year?
He did not play a snap.
Oh, wow.
No quarterback ever. I mean, at least since 83. Only two guys ever. And one of them.
So, as you would say, that's not ideal.
And one of them was Jim Kelly, who played snaps just in a different league.
Yeah,
so it's really just one guy, one guy in the history of the NFL has been drafted in the
There must have been guys who were drafted by both the AFL and the NFL and went to the AFL and so didn't play. But it's
not since the merger. Not since 1970.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
That's a stat.
Yeah.
All right, so who's number 30?
All right, so San Francisco at Washington next week. Washington coming off a bye. Easy win for Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
I mean, Washington. Come on.
Okay, all right. Number 30, I have the Colts. They did not move either, so my bottom three spots stayed the same. Again, you win in overtime against an 0-4 garbage team. You're not moving anywhere. And again, they also offended our vice president at home, no less. They insulted Peyton Manning, who was there. Jeff Saturday, Reggie Wayne, they all had to watch that shitty team.
But a win's a win
team.
In the NFL. I mean, you gotta pick all the old.
All right, so Morty's also a coach of the Israeli national women's football team.
That's right.
So,
flag football. Yeah, flag football.
Yeah. So he's got to like spout these cliches in the locker room after the game. Right. A win's not a win when you win at home in overtime against the 49ers. Okay, a win's a win. They won the game. Congratulations. They're 2-3. They're not doing anything.
The Giants just lost to an 0-4 Chargers team at home.
Yeah, but the Chargers and Giants are both better teams than the Colts. All right, we'll get to the Giants.
If you had to bet your life on the Giants, I mean, forgetting about the fact the whole Giants whole team is injured. Like, yeah. Giants versus Colts, the Giants are objectively
I see them winning
better.
One, maybe two games.
Again, the Giants were just favored not by three, but by 3.5.
You know who's really offended by the Mike Pence thing? Marvin Harrison.
All right, Colts at Tennessee next week. We'll get to Tennessee. They looked obviously very, very bad without Mariota. Is that a game the Colts could steal? Is Andrew Luck coming back next week?
We have Jacoby Brissett versus...
But hold on. Isn't Andrew Luck coming back next week?
He might. If I had to guess, I'd say one more week. Though. Yeah, I think we'll probably see Mariota. It could be Mariota Luck, or it could be Castle Brissett.
There's a lot of options. There's four different options. Yeah. So, but I think I'm taking Tennessee no matter what.
Yeah, Tennessee. That's true.
All right. Number 29, your New York Jets. 3-2, tied for first place. I haven't been 29th. They actually moved down one spot for their difficult victory against
the Browns. The three quarterbacks they've beaten so far, DeShone Kizer, but really they beat Hogan for a lot of the game today, but Kizer, Jay Cutler, and Blake Bortles.
Bortles looked good today.
No, he threw for 90 yards.
Yeah.
No, I meant not today. The Ravens game. That was one.
Yeah, he did look good. Yes.
Okay, so Blake Bortles is the best. Good point. Blake Bortles is the best QB that they've beat so far.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to... Do I think the Patriots are going to beat him by 40 next week? No.
The Jets over-under was 4. There was no way in hell you were taking the over-under before the season. If I reset the over-under at 5.5, which way are you going?
Do I think that... I mean, at this point, they're probably going to, by accident, go 6-10.
They're 3-2. So can they go 3-8 the rest of the way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the easy games are done except for one more Miami game.
Okay.
But
that'll be... That's on the road. It's a bit harder.
They could beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they could beat Buffalo at home.
Like, I mean, they could. All right. Well, so this week you're playing the Patriots with first place on the line.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean,
you're forced to root for them.
I'm forced to root for
them. You would have rooted for them anyways because you hate the Patriots.
Only because they're playing the Patriots. Yeah. No, I would have rooted for the Jets.
Is it
to
New
lose.
England or
no? No, it's in New York.
In New York.
New Jersey.
Well, you live in New Jersey now, so you have all this New Jersey pride.
Yes, exactly.
You're a Jets fan, actually.
I ranked it, the number 33 state or something like that?
I'm really conflicted about this Jets-Patriots game, honestly. I'm already upset about it. Okay. There's no good outcome.
Don't worry, the Patriots are going to win. All right, number 28, the Arizona Cardinals. I called them last week the worst 2-2 team in
history.
You're
very down on the Cardinals.
Because their only two wins were in overtime against two teams who are below them in the rankings. And then they just played a decent team in Philly and lost 34-7. I mean, they got absolutely murdered. They're bad in every single facet. And this is with Carson Palmer healthy, by the way.
What do you do? Do you blow it up?
What happened to their defense, though?
Well,
that was their thing.
Well, they're very old, honestly.
And everyone's woke to the idea of, like, just go away from Patrick Patterson.
Yeah, he's Peterson, good.
And just go after the number 2 and 3 corners and you can destroy them.
What's their Mateo? What happened to him?
Who? Muscle Hamilton? Yeah, but he's really...
Honey Badger?
He's a safety. Yeah, the Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
I mean, they lost Clay's Campbell.
I will say, 36 today. I didn't. I don't know who the guy is, but I've never seen guy get dunked on. Like, Frederick Weiss is laughing.
The Nelson Aguilar play.
The Nelson Aguilar play was one of my favorite plays of all time. That guy's ankles are broken. Like, I announced right after that, after that play, like, one, his wife has already left him. Two, like, I his children, Nelson Aguilar is now the father to that guy's children. And number three, I don't want to, I hate saying this, but he has to kill himself. There's no coming back from that. There's no way you could let him on the plane.
By the way, if we had a good producer, we would post this to Twitter with the play. So as people can listen to this, they can witness that.
We do need it. If someone wanted to be like our social media intern who could do something like
that. Well, we had that. Well, but that was our guest, so actually did it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Morty, why don't you do that?
Morty, how are you with Twitter?
Yeah, okay. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I think I'm on Twitter, but I only follow you.
Ooh, all right. So
that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. The Cardinals are terrible. I had them last week at 23. That was obviously too high. They got murdered. So I have them down to 28.
I'm on a neutral field. Who are the Cardinals' two wins?
They beat the Colts in overtime.
Okay, that's
and that wasn't even Jacoby Brissett. That was, what was his name?
Tolzien.
Yeah,
okay,
Tolzien.
That's not a real win.
And then they beat San Francisco at home.
We're going to have to rank the 10 worst guys to be on the field so far, because there have been like 8 or 9 absolutely abominable quarterbacks already this year.
Not on the field, Colin Kaepernick.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So all the teams I mentioned, I mean, I know the Giants are 1-5 and all the receivers are dead, but like the five teams I just mentioned would not be favored against the Giants.
Are you, wait, but are you, like, on these power rankings, like, is it, like what you see games winning in the future, or like the actual team, how good
they are? It's what it's would like happen what, on what, a neutral field
it's
today.
It's what I've seen so far, yeah. Who's on a neutral field, what's happening? Which, by the way, in hindsight, is why it was stupid of me to pick the Rams over Seattle, because last week I had Seattle number 7, and I had the Rams number 15. So I don't know why I picked
Seattle. So you should just go by your own power rankings in terms of picking, you're saying.
Well, I mean, if that's what I think,
sure the Rams were going to win that game. Yeah. I still think the Rams are going to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, I've been low on the Rams.
Well, the Seahawks have lost that game a lot the last couple
years. What's his name? That new rookie.
I mean, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp
caught that. He blew that.
5 seconds.
Inside route.
The announcer yelling, Cooper Kupp, who's normally a very sure-handed. His whole career.
No, he's very clutch, is what he said.
Very clutch. The whole month he's been in the NFL.
Yeah, so I have the Giants at number 27. They're 0-5. Odell Beckham Jr.'s injury, we ran out of the room. Like, it was really gross. It was disturbing.
You ran out of the room.
Yeah. Well, everybody else was running out.
I kept watching it.
I can't remember the last time a guy cried that hard after an injury also.
Yeah, but I'm surprised I didn't see Bone. You know, like, what's his name?
Boy. You want it to be worse? You're like... Yeah.
What's that basketball guy that got also you saw?
Yeah. Was it Louisville?
Sean Livingston?
Was it Louisville?
Oh, no, Kevin Ware. That's like the worst sports injury the last 5 years. Louisville, he's right.
Yeah, it was Louisville.
Last 5 or 10 years. J.J. Watt just breathed fire, I think, in the pregame intros. I'm gonna not rewatch the gruesome injury guy. What about you?
Yeah, I've never seen the camera.
Everywhere. No, yeah. I didn't. I
look
away.
I have a queasy stomach. I don't need to see this.
I don't have a queasy stomach. I got an iron stomach, but I'm not. I don't
I like to see when bone pops.
Have you ever watched the Theismann thing on YouTube, Morty?
No, I haven't watched it.
The LT Theismann thing? I haven't watched it yet. It was like before you were born.
No, I'm saying like I've seen like the replays I've heard.
It's on his stimulus. It's next on YouTube list.
It's literally on his bucket list. All right, who's the next team?
All right, so Giants going at Denver. That's an automatic loss.
Denver's going to win by 30.
Wait, hold on. Arizona at home against Tampa Bay next week. I think that's actually an interesting game because if Arizona is anything other than the garbage I think they are, they have to win that game. And Tampa, who's another team that I've thought is a fraud.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll get to them. They shouldn't beat the Patriots, obviously. They don't have a kicker. Robert Aguayo is laughing.
Right. Yeah.
Who are they bringing in to replace Nick Folk? Do we know?
I mean, they could bring
in. They want to bring in Santos, but I think he's not healthy.
Most kickers that you just bring in out of nowhere midseason are like 1,000 times better.
Than what Folk
did. Well, they're better than the guy they've just cut because the guy they've just cut by definition has been so far replaced for value.
I mean, at the end of the day, all these guys can make the same kicks.
They haven't cut their kicker yet.
They did. They cut Kuhn.
Oh, they cut Kuhn?
Yeah, today was Novak.
He had the kiss of death from Bill Simmons typing him nonstop for like months.
He literally, I think,
Novak won the game? Oh, right.
No, yeah, he did go on his podcast.
Yeah. I mean, now he could like literally join the ringer.
Yeah, like Pat McAfee for Barstool. All right, so Arizona. This is actually an interesting game. Who are you going to pick? Arizona home against Tampa?
In Tampa, Tampa.
No, it's in Arizona.
You just said Arizona at Tampa.
Arizona, whatever. Arizona against the Bucks. Cardinals against the Bucks. It's not like Arizona has
the Bucks are
going to
win. The Bucks are going to win. Even though James is going to throw a horrendous pick six to
He does that every week, yes. Yeah. All right, okay. Number 26 on my power rankings. Last week they were 31, so they moved up 5 spots just because so many other teams have been terrible so far today. That's the Bears. We don't know what to expect from Trubisky, but we don't expect
he could be the best quarterback in the NFL. We don't know.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. He could be. Yeah. We'll see.
There's nothing to say because we haven't seen him yet.
Are you a little nervous about him as a Vikings fan for tomorrow night?
I'm not nervous about him.
Isn't it annoying? You could have got Glennon and you got this guy. Like maybe I was very down, if you remember, draft time. I was very down on Trubisky.
Honestly.
But he outplayed Glennon in the preseason.
No, I'm not nervous at all about Trubisky.
Glennon, by the way, Glennon
the Vikings defense is a top 5 defense.
Glennon.
The only reason they're going to lose that game is because I don't know who the quarterback is and I don't know who the running back is.
I could see Glennon sabotaging Trubisky. Let me ask you a question. If you were like a starter, if you were like a player in the NFL and like someone was trying to take your job, or like you were like a veteran starter and like a rookie took your job, wouldn't you like try and sabotage them? Like I feel like there's not enough.
No. Because if you're
the
veteran,
kind of like Jay Cutler,
right? I mean,
here's the thing:
so much to do nothing.
Glennon's at the point in his career where his reputation should be that he can mentor young quarterbacks and he can spend another 10 years in the league like Matt Hasselbeck did on benches,
right. Mm-hmm. Or right? Be a coach, a quarterbacks coach.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to sabotage that because he wants to get paid to do nothing, to be a clipboard guy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not a team player. Morty, you wouldn't have me on your team, right? So you're on a football team. Like, there's nobody who's trying to like cuck the other guy and get their job.
This is a different scenario because this isn't a guy who's looking to get a contract to be a backup somewhere.
I know, but you have
to pay to play.
You have to pay to play.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so I think guys want to
play. We also have to pay to be on the podcast,
right,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's going to happen.
It's $10 a minute.
Yeah.
All right, what's his next team?
Wait a second. So Bears at Baltimore next week. Baltimore, right?
How can we pick that game for Trubisky? We're going to pick that in the Facebook.
Okay, fine. We'll pick that in the Facebook. Okay, but for now, we're picking Baltimore.
Didn't Baltimore just play like away? They play horrible at home, and they play much better away.
Yeah,
they're
like
the worst
win.
Home team.
Yeah, well, they played the worst in England.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. But they're like the worst home.
Well,
team.
But in fairness, Blake Bortles is Mr. England.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll get to Baltimore in a second. All right, so Miami number 25. They're a real garbage 2-2 team. You know, they went into the chart into LA and beat the Chargers in week two.
I mean, Tampa. When a lot of times we have like, oh, that week one result doesn't make sense, and maybe it's the Miami beating Tampa.
They didn't have a week one result.
Oh, right, they didn't play.
Yeah, you keep talking about it as if that game happened.
You know what? In my dreams, the Hurricane never happened. The Dolphins beat the Bucs.
You're so righteous. All right, so Miami embarrassed themselves again, and I say that by winning because they barely beat Matt Castle. Wait, when your quarterback, Jay Cutler, does not look better than Matt Castle, that's a bad sign for the guy you're paying $10 million to.
Cutler just wants to get cut at this point. He's getting his money. I feel like he could be in the Fox booth again in week eight and then getting paid on both ends.
Yeah. Well, he's playing at Atlanta this week, and so they're going to lose what?
You know he's living in Miami in a hotel by himself?
Where's Kristen Cavallari and the non-vaccine kids?
Yeah, no, they're not allowed into the state of Florida.
Okay. Wait, Florida won't have you. Pretty rough. All right, okay, so Miami's going to lose that game, obviously. All right, number 24... I have the Chargers. They moved down three spots even though they won. Not that impressive a victory. I don't have anything to say about the Chargers.
I mean, listen, they're playing 16 road games this year. They're the best. Really they were going to be about to become the best 0-5 team of all time. Instead, they're just a pretty good 1-4 team. Yeah. The Chargers, I think, are the team that made the playoffs from 1-4 that they always use in that statistic. Right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're going at Oakland. And do we say that Derek Carr is back
this week? Carr thought he could play this week. Gun to my head, I think Carr plays next week.
Even with Carr, they didn't.
Yeah,
look
no, the Chargers definitely have a chance. The Chargers definitely have a chance. The defense looked crappy today.
But here's the thing:
it's a division matchup.
But if if Derek Carr is not playing, 100%, I'm picking the Chargers to win this game. If Derek Carr is playing, I'm picking the.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Even Chargers home field.
You're going with the Chargers, even with Carr.
Well,
even
Chargers don't have a home field.
Exactly. Even Chargers home field is not home field.
I do wonder.
This game's in Oakland, though.
Right. I'm saying the same thing. A game in LA and a game in Oakland is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be Vegas versus.
There's probably more Raiders fans than Chargers fans in LA. That's true. All right, so wait, so are you saying that you're going to take the Chargers even if
Carr's
playing?
I'm going to take the Chargers, yeah.
Even if Carr's playing.
Chargers are, you know,
I mean, look,
they're fine.
The 2 weeks before when Carr was playing, they didn't look so good.
All right, number 23, we have Cincinnati.
Right, in hindsight, beating the Jets 48-20 is impressive. That's probably the Raiders' most impressive win.
Yeah, so Cincinnati, number 23, they're on a bye. You know, the fact that they beat Buffalo sort of shows that both of those teams are probably around 8-8 type teams.
Yeah, they're pretty even.
One of them started 3-1, and one of them started, you know, 1-3, but... Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot to say about the Bengals.
No, right now they're like most boring.
AJ Green had a fantastic fantasy day, even though he had three turnovers, which is almost impossible to do as a receiver.
I mean, AJ Green had three turnovers.
Yeah, he had two
interceptions bounce off his hands.
Oh, and then not really a turnover.
But that's what I'm saying. But he was responsible for three of them. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. All right, so we have nothing to say about Cincinnati. Number 22, the Rams. I had the Rams at 15. I had them drop 7 spots.
22 is ludicrous.
No, I don't believe in the Rams.
They're just as good as the Seahawks. They play the Seahawks today. Right. They're equal.
No, that game was...
The Seahawks are 4% better.
First of all, no, because the Seahawks lose to the Rams every year on the road.
Yeah.
And this year, when the Seahawks are supposed to be worse or when the Rams are supposed to be better, the Seahawks beat them. So, Kyle Homer, no, I disagree.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference because it's a division matchup. Anything can happen at any time. There's no supposed to in a division matchup. That's why I never touch division matchups on Anti-Survivor or Survivor.
Yeah,
I suck on both of them.
You're picking a team to... Morty once won our Anti-Survivor pool in week two.
In week two.
Two years ago. Anti-Survivor where you pick a team to lose. It's Survivor.
That's insane. Yeah, week two.
I won in week two.
He literally... Anyway, we are down to...
Three people.
And I believe I got an email that wasn't able to check right before we went on that I think one of the three guys is really out because he made a pick he wasn't supposed to make. Like, he picked the same team twice already. So.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We didn't even go through that.
Should we go to the videotape live?
On air. Let's go to the videotape live and let's see. Did M.A. accidentally pick the same team twice?
M.A.? You can't see his name.
No.
Tampa Bay, Arizona, Dallas. No.
Did he pick Indy twice?
No. Oh, he did pick Indy twice. Oh, he should have been out last week. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even get a chance to pick Arizona. Oh, yeah. So it's down.
You're really slacking on the job.
Hold on a second. So that's my responsibility to look for. So that means, hold on. If the Cowboys had not blown that game, we would have been down week 5.
It would have been over.
Jacob Mandel, you almost won.
The guy who...
I can't say the name of the guy who's winning?
No.
Why?
So Michael Rapp's house. Rapp's house for the $1,500.
Yeah, so
we get a situation like...
All right, so we're down to two in Anti-Survivor. JM and ZS.
Okay, anyway.
We'll look at the guy's kneeling.
That's funny. I won't say who snitched. Someone snitched on him. Anyway, and there's like 10 people left in Raiders.
No, let's call him Jacob M. No. Jay Mandel.
No, I don't think it was him. It was someone not in that. Okay. Who's the next team up?
All right, so the Rams are going at Jacksonville. Yeah. So the Rams and Jacksonville, the two teams, to me, they're very similar teams.
Goff Bortles, nothing. That's a real old school matchup. Yeah, and also one of the biggest rivalries in all football, Rams-Jaguars.
Yeah, so I don't believe in either one of these teams. I think I believe in Jackson more than I believe in the Rams.
I want to.
They beat Pittsburgh.
What about Brandon Allen instead of Bortles?
We'll get to Jackson in a second, but I'm taking the Jaguars to beat the Rams.
Ridiculous. You're so down on the Rams. The Rams are going to win by 50.
Okay.
I'm not going to win by 50.
McVay today.
They'll
win
by a field goal, maybe 6 points.
McVay expects to win. I like his demeanor out there.
All right, number 20, and I'm glad all those Baltimore people are out of the room because they would not have appreciated this. I have the Ravens at number 20. They moved up 5 spots for me. You beat E.J. Manuel. Congratulations. What do you want me to say?
No, but I was surprised. Who's the worst quarterback who's played this year? So much on Oakland defense in Oakland.
No, the Oakland defense definitely was an embarrassment today.
But Oakland defense is very top heavy.
They ran all over them.
Yeah, it's true. Who's the worst QB who's played so far this year of all these trash bags? Anyone who's played. I mean, Tolzien.
No, it's got to be Tom Savage. In terms of what we've seen this year.
No, Tolzien is really bad.
First of all, are we going on a throws? Because I've seen the ugliest throws by Goff.
Well, you hate Goff, yeah.
No, I don't hate
Goff. You hate Goff the most.
I like him. I've never seen such ugly, floppy throws in my life.
He does. And then it's
that
not pretty.
Eli Manning
Bortles has terrible throws.
I call that Eli Manning pick. That
first of all, every person in America called
you a Giants fan.
No, but I told you he's going to throw one of these ducks.
A Giants fan saying that Eli is the worst QB he's played this year?
No, he had the worst.
I mean, listen, they're 2 weeks away from him getting hurt. And then Gino coming in, and then maybe Gino will be our answer.
There is no answer.
What team will Eli be starting for next year?
No, he's not.
Argonauts? Rough Riders? Maybe you could get Jay Cutler's...
The Hamilton Tiger Cats?
Jay Cutler's stepbrother.
This must be an old take, right? The name Tiger Cats is an insane name.
Aren't there two Rough Riders in the CFL?
Yeah, there's 10 teams.
There's two
The Hamilton team is called the Tiger Cats.
Yeah, what's wrong?
The Tiger Cats? That doesn't strike you as...
Okay.
All right, Bill Bear. What?
Anyway,
Bill Bear. Seriously, okay, better. All right, so
Zeb Wolf.
Okay, so I have Baltimore number 21, and I have they're playing at home against the Bears, and I already said
the worst quarterback that we've seen so far. They forgot about that.
Tolzien to me. Savage didn't have a chance because he was on his ass every play.
Well, these guys only played a half.
You know what's amazing?
Or a game. I mean, Jay Cutler is...
Oh, yeah. The guys who've played
played every single game.
Yeah. Cutler is the worst guy
by far the worst.
No question.
His throws were...
I mean, he was at the bottom of our sort of the... Last year when we had the 23 or 24 guys who were actually locked in as starters,
I know you want to say Bortles. I know you want to say Bortles.
No,
because Bortles had two games.
Yeah, that's true.
Bortles can at least do something garbage time. Cutler can't even...
Bortles at least has tried. Cutler's not
right. Trying. No, Cutler's not trying. Yeah. After Cutler I saw him with garbage, hands on his hip last time. Week yeah. during the.
All right. Speaking of Bortles, number 20, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're such a schizophrenic team. I don't know how to put them because they go into Pittsburgh and they destroy Pittsburgh. They went into London and destroyed Baltimore.
They did destroy.
They went into Houston and destroyed Houston.
But it was a couple tipped interceptions.
They have the highest plus-minus scoring differential in the league
Best scoring differential,
which is insane.
Best set of corners, good safeties. They're getting four pick sixes a week.
Their two losses has been so bad. They got murdered at home by Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? They lost to your Jets.
But the Jets, in the hindsight's fluky, right? The biggest play of the game was a guy literally on
any
the ground.
Given it's just, any given it's Sunday. Just hot. It's ridiculous. This season,
are you getting paid by the cliche?
No. Yeah. No, but not at all. But this season has been ridiculous in the NFL.
Yeah,
it has been pretty unpredictable.
And
all right, here's the thing.
There are no good teams.
There's no team
I agree there's
that's
no good teams.
How can
they get Atlanta or Kansas City?
Kansas City is not that good.
How can you be higher than 20 when Blake Bortles is your quarterback?
No, they shouldn't be higher. But, I mean, their secondary
is really
good.
And by the way, I was
really
busy trashing Leonard Fournette today and saying, oh, he had that one dive. That's all he does.
And then he got that
90-yard run up the middle, to be fair, it was a 2-yard run, and there was no safety.
And by the way, he actually should have fallen.
But that's only half the point.
Yes. By scoring the touchdown, his team's winning percentage went from 100% to 99.99999.
Yeah, I agree. But no doubt he was thinking about that the way he weeps like you were 30 seconds afterwards when you came up with it.
I'm still not, whatever. First of all, they lost Allen Robinson, right? Mm-hmm. Marquise Lee can't stop dropping the ball, mm-hmm. and he was all sort of banged up.
Hurns hasn't done
anything.
They haven't
got thrown to Hurns. They don't have any
receivers. Their defense is good, but Blake Bortles is their quarterback, and so they're number 20 for
now. Imagine Blake Bortles in a playoff game.
But for number 20, they've had three unbelievable wins. We have to give them credit. They've had three big wins.
They could make the playoffs. Yeah. They just showed the AFC South standings as we're watching the beginning of the Chiefs-Texans game. It is, everyone's, I think, 3-2 or 2-3. It's just like a cluster blank.
I don't know. I think more than half the NFL sucks right now.
I mean, everyone's pretty even. Go on your head right now. Who wins the AFC South, Morty?
AFC South?
Yeah.
I can't even say Houston. Houston does not look good.
I mean, they went into New England. They looked pretty good
that
game.
Yeah, that was... one game, but all their right. other four games, they didn't look good. Or the other three
well,
games.
Yeah, they looked
but
better.
But Watson, in the sense, was going to get better. Like, Bortles isn't getting any better.
Right, that's true. I hear that.
You know, I mean, Luck could come back, but that team, you know, I'm
they but he's might also be a rookie. Late. You never know. Like, one stupid little adjustment, and he can't throw the ball anymore.
Right, the teams might adjust that's to him. Right. That's true, also.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've seen that happen so many times. Look what happened with the Redskins and RG3 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. One little tiny adjustment, and he can't throw a ball.
Okay, so we're
the adjustment was like he blew out his leg, right, and he well, couldn't walk.
They just hit him low, and then everything was fine.
All right, so we're staying in this division. Tennessee, number 19. You know, I haven't.
Listen, they're literally the league average team with Mariota, but without Mariota, they suck.
No, they're a little above league
by
average.
By the way, Castle Mariota. Throwing the ball in the middle of the field today and not even coming close to being able to spike the ball at the end of that end of what was it the half of the game? Now I'm forgetting. It was so much football today.
Yeah,
was in bad. I mean, Castle like literally plays like a rookie half the time.
I mean, Tennessee is basically saying that when Mariota misses games, we're giving away we're automatically automatic losses.
How could you go into a season it's where you're trying to win a division with Matt Castle as your backup?
It's malpractice.
It's not like their backup got hurt, as far as I can remember, in the preseason.
No.
And Castle's like number Castle's two not, the Castle was their plan.
Yeah, Castle's the guy you sign when two
guys. Plan A of their plan B.
Yeah, Castle's the guy you sign when two guys get injured in a week.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Still no Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, all right, so Buffalo.
Very welcome, Morton.
Yeah, Buffalo was number 17 last week.
Yes.
They only moved down one spot with their loss to Cincinnati. Because, again, it was a close game. These two teams are somewhat similar. I have them at number 18. They're on
really the most boring team in the NFL other than Cincy. It was really fitting they played today, and we saw like.
But look, Buffalo starts 3-1 or 4-1 every year, and they find a way to end 8-7-9.
So. But what's like their defense plays one week, doesn't play one week, plays one week. They're also
right. There's
defense.
Really no
they're
right.
Dependent
some
on
weeks
their
you see Tyra Taylor, and you're like, oh, he's like the 12th best guy. The next week he kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, whatever. They could have won that game. It was one or two plays away, you know.
By the way, the players are introducing themselves. If you were in the NFL and you were a starter, Chester, like, you know how they say, like, Marcus Gilchrist from University of
are you going
wherever.
High school or college? Or something?
Are you going high school, college?
Are we doing this in a scenario where I went to the same high schools and colleges? Like the football powerhouses that I went to?
Yeah, you went to your schools, and then you somehow made the NFL.
I'm saying high school. I got more high school pride than college pride.
And you say absolutely. MTA, Marcia Stern, tell them you to academy?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that what you go with?
No. I say the Marcia Stern, Tomatico Academy, Sheet University High School for Boys in Milton, Port Logan, Department of Jersey, Studies of Ice, Gale, Fountain, Electrical, Sam Ray. I go full in.
Wow. Can I go Lincoln Tech? Lincoln Tech's that car mechanic school that's now accredited.
Oh, is that where you went?
I went, but for like a couple of years. But Morty coming out of Lincoln Tech. Yeah, I was a mechanic.
You have a mechanic. I didn't know you were a mechanic.
He's a man of many skills. He's the anti-IQ.
Yeah, that is true.
I do everything. I keep it
you're jack of all trades, and I wouldn't say a master, but you're like pretty good at everything. I think I would have to go.
Is a jack less good than a master?
I'm not sure. By the way, master
if
of none.
A master
he's
is
not
a card in
the show. Master of none. He is not a jack of all trades. So like the show. The
so you're saying the
second,
yeah.
Like
this, just because he's saying master of none doesn't mean he's jack of all
well,
trades.
Well, that's the saying.
Like
yes,
when I call you an idiot, I'm not saying you're an idiot savant.
So
you can't assume
he's a
the
jack
other half.
No trades and
you're just half. Just half the expression.
None. That's like implied. I think I go with Camp Morishot. I think like if you're an Orthodox Jew and you make the
oh you're saying your camp.
You have to go with summer camp.
Oh, that's true. In Jewish world, summer camp is like the thing.
It's more important. That's where I got like listen in your world where you went to MTA and then you went to Yeshiva University.
Well, MTA didn't have a football team.
Right. Yeah. It's like where did you get spotted? I got spotted in camp.
I would be like if I was like an NHL. I'd be
then
like,
you'd have to like
Camp Romeo. Like that was like the camp of the best.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Right. We're
really marketing to a niche audience. All right, number 17, the Bucks. You know, I have them moving down three spots, even though they could have beaten the Patriots, although a lot of teams have done that this year, if not for their kicker. You know, they haven't cut...
And their quarterback. Let's not just blame the kicker.
Well, Jameis Winston is guaranteed to throw one bad pick a game. It's an automatic.
Someone tweeted, and I forget who, someone was like, yeah, nobody in the history of the NFL is like thrown with more confidence. Jameis Winston going
to the
triple
other team.
Coverage.
Yeah, and it's so offensive how people compare him to Brett Favre. Brett Favre is one of the greatest five
receivers. What about Muhammad
Ali?
Like, they didn't hard knocks.
Well, but he was.
I think at this point, right? He hasn't. People keep making this point, so this is not an original point. But he has not gotten any better. He's the exact same guy as his rookie year.
Yeah, he has physical skills. He makes terrible decisions.
And Carter's like an offensive guy.
Yeah.
He needs like a really good coach in there.
Jameis Winston's ceiling right now is Brett Favre's floor.
Maybe Jay Cutler will be his mentor or something.
Morty, for the rest of his career, Winston or Mariota, who are you taking?
Mariota.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but I've always been Team Mariota.
But Winston can stay on the field. Winston plays every game.
Yeah, but Mariota's a much better decision maker.
I'd rather have...
Yeah, but his decisions Mariota, sometimes are
I'd rather
together.
Have 14 Mariotas and two Castles than 16 Winstons.
Okay, well, who's Winston's backup? Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'd rather have Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, so would I.
Fitzpatrick is great, by the way.
No, he's not great, Morty.
He's a great backup.
No. He was shot last
He was year. Good as the veteran guy, like on Hard Knocks. He gave good advice to Jameis Winston. Like he said, like, you know, that one poem he gave was way too long. You know, that's a job back part.
Who's next?
All right, so Tampa Bay at Arizona, we already discussed that one. All right, number 16, New Orleans. New Orleans on a bye. and they move up four spots.
I feel like they're like not in the NFL right now.
They moved
sometimes
up four
you're
spots.
On a bye and you forget yeah, you that forget
about exists. Again, by New Orleans moving up on a bye shows how bad the NFL is right now.
Well, a lot
well, hold on.
All the bad teams played each other.
Yeah, well, hold on. Okay, here are the teams above New Orleans. Tennessee lost, Buffalo lost, Houston's playing right now. The Rams lost, Tampa lost, Detroit lost. Minnesota hasn't played yet. Dallas lost, Oakland lost.
What's New Orleans' record, 2-2?
I have New Orleans at number 20. The next team above them last week, the next team above them that won was number 9. So,
crazy.
So nobody won above them. Yes, they moved
that's
up.
This was like Associated told Press poll. They would move up just based
how bad
exactly.
NFL is.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know who moved down this week? The Michigan Wolverines.
Well, so here's the thing about New Orleans. So New Orleans
is
issue.
Is that like to call them out, the guy? That
yeah.
Yeah. We try to explain all of our jokes on the show. So thank you.
No, it's okay.
By the way,
I don't know.
If God forbid, Robbie reacted in like the worst possible way to this game, like this whole podcast becomes like the most inappropriate thing ever.
What's this? Oh, if he's actually like, if something happened to Robbie.
I don't know. Was it self-inflicted or not?
Well, yeah, it would have been. Well, no, it would have been inflicted by Michigan State, actually.
Well, right. I would blame O'Corn, actually. Yeah.
All right. I'd blame Spate for being injured and bad when he was helping. All right. Okay. So New Orleans, I have New Orleans at number 16. They had no defense. Then they shut down Miami and London. New Orleans against Detroit. To me, that's a great game because I think that Detroit's garbage. So I think this is about two even.
No, I love the New Orleans Detroit games because I feel like they're always like.
It's going to be like a million. 52 to 50.
All right. I'm taking New Orleans at home.
How do you get 50?
I don't know.
Is 52 to 50?
Do they go for two?
Yeah, 50, we never know. Me and my go for two.
Is 52 to 50 a score, Gabby?
I think 52 to 50 is probably.
Is there a way to check that?
You know the Seahawks had 2 weeks.
No, you can get a touchdown.
I know you can.
You can get 5 touchdowns and 5
field goals. 5. Oh, that's good math by Morton.
There we go.
They teach that in Lincoln Tech.
Yeah, right. All day.
Okay.
No, I learned that in my yeshiva that I.
All right, so Scoregami. Which is a
score. No, if you listen to this podcast, you know what Scoregami is.
Right. Yeah. Or you've probably turned it off after the 40th Yiddish word we said in the last 10 minutes.
Scoregami is not Yiddish.
What was that score in the Giants Saints game? It was also crazy, something like that. It was like
52-49.
So it was pretty close. It wasn't far off.
But that's not Scoregami. That's the score that happened before. Anyway, so the Seahawks had back to back Scoregamis.
Yeah, but they already said Pete Carroll's the king of Scoregami.
Is he?
Yeah. Boys had said that on the podcast.
What about USC? What about, like, because a lot of their games were vacated? So what about, like, -6-0? That's a Scoregami.
Well, no. So an official NFL forfeit is 2-0.
Yes.
What's an official college forfeit? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
Well, Alex Smith on the run. Nice pass to
Chris Conley.
Chris Conley. Wow, I haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So next. So 16, New Orleans. I have them beating Detroit. What about you?
I have the home
is
team
it
winning.
In Detroit?
Oh, so we don't disagree.
Yeah,
no, it's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
All right, number 15, Washington. I had Washington at 19, one spot ahead in New Orleans. Uh-huh. Like New Orleans, they moved up 4 spots on the bye.
Okay.
As we said, everybody above them lost.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that's a 3-team division right now, right? The Cowboys.
Yeah, we thought it was a 4-team division. The Giants eliminated themselves.
No, we actually thought it was a 3, but not the Eagles.
Right, we didn't. Right. Right. We weren't sure.
No, I predicted the Eagles to win the division.
No, some people were down to the Redskins. But anyway, obviously,
our 19-year-old genius guest here, he says that he predicted the Eagles to go to the NFC Championship.
The 19-year-old genius guest, who was very impressive.
Oh, he knew a lot about football.
He's really good. I don't even know how to explain this. He goes to a school where he doesn't have internet access.
Right. And his dad has
thing.
To send him.
His dad FedExes him
like a newspaper.
The Pro Football Focus stats that he pays for.
Like he prints it out.
Because he has no access to like a computer at the private school he goes to because it's very conservative and strict.
Yeah.
It's like the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. If he told Pro Football Focus they would like.
It's contraband.
Yeah. He would like actually probably get expelled for the Pro Football Focus stats. My dad.
It's always those guys that know the most because that's all they have.
Yeah, right.
Nothing else.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't
like,
have
we have internet. We have like a million
things. I mean, probably
drugs.
Looking at. They probably
like
drugs
you see there. A Twitter feed and see a million videos at a time. He only has his stupid little book.
Well, Morty who like works out 5 hours a day is like.
Akiva's is coming every single day.
Morty's got a very fancy gym in his
You know,
his
my dad, yes.
Akiva lives upstairs, has never set foot in
the
gym.
My dad, every time
his
he comes.
His daughter's in the gym multiple
times. My dad.
Well, his daughter can beat him up, we know that.
Okay. She's talking about the gymnastics.
She's the gymnastics.
The 8-year-old daughter could also beat him up, probably.
Yeah, my dad, when he comes, right, he
keeps offering me money to get
Yeah, he literally is like, I'll pay you to get Akiva into the gym.
Just get him downstairs.
Akiva, how many hours a week do you spend in this apartment?
Just football Sundays most
about
times.
About like 6 hours a week.
Six hours.
Four to six hours.
And how many years have you been here?
This is our 5th year.
Well, counting the old apartment?
Okay. Well, I used to go to the old apartment.
Okay, so you spent, let's say, 1,500 hours in this apartment?
No, that's
not this
way
one,
too
but
much.
I've been in, this is my 3rd apartment.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say 1,000. Let's round on it. You spent 1,000 hours.
That's way too much. But
I've always had workout equipment in my house, no matter what.
What are you? What's your?
I'm just saying, of those 1,000 hours you spent in Morty's house, how many minutes have you spent in the gym?
I'm like babysitting my kids a couple minutes.
Maybe a minute. Like you never stepped in the gym. You're
but watching
right
her, like, make sure she doesn't
your
fall on her
head.
Your
wife's always first.
Yeah,
and
maybe
you're right behind.
Yeah, you're standing watching TV, looking in the hallway.
You're
right?
In the hallway. This is on Shabbat. We can't watch TV. He's in the hallway. He doesn't go into the gym.
Yeah. No, I don't want to accidentally, like, touch
kryptonite.
The equipment.
It's kryptonite to Akiva.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my type of thing.
You watch that Conan flick? He's like, oh, I finally met the only guy that never worked out in Israel.
Oh, yeah, the pudgy guy. Yeah, it didn't really work. He needed somebody more pudgy to make that joke. Yeah.
No, because he was trying to make that weak.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay. All right, so we said, what did we just say? A Washington home against San... Washington.
Did you want injured?
All right, well, we might have to adjust the Houston ranking, which is coming in a second. All right, so which is coming right now.
Restart.
All right, Washington at home against Reading's San Francisco. Washington. Okay, Washington, so yeah, so number 14, Houston.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to go up or down based on what happens in this Kansas City game.
Literally what happens on the field right now. Yeah. J.J. Watt has a real injury.
J.J. Watt.
And they're touching his knee, so it's not a back injury from last year.
Houston plays better with
Marty, you are essentially a doctor.
Wait, he just tripped.
Yeah.
I don't see anything there.
He fell on his knee. Did his knee buckle? He tripped.
No, right there, a little buckle.
That doesn't look so bad, honestly.
No, never know, so by the way.
Oh, if he can't even put pressure on it, he's being carried off.
That's not good.
There's a lot of 99s looking concerned in the audience. A 56 who's telling his wife, we got to beat the traffic.
Who's 56? Cushing?
Yeah, that does not look good.
I think they're telling their wives we got to get more creative.
That does not look good at all. He buckled in, if you saw a little tiny bit. That's ACL.
He just whispered.
That lady's very worried.
Yeah, that doesn't look good
at all. She's a Chiefs fan, so she's probably...
But though, doesn't Houston play better without Watt than with Watt?
No. I mean, maybe for like a play.
Oh, they went 9-7 last year.
Last year.
Oh, wow. There's ladies crying on the sidelines. Wow.
I wonder if that's his
second time.
Yeah.
Maybe she listened to the episode. Looks like
that guy's very muscular, the guy holding the yellow 11.
Yeah, it's very hard. You have to be like strong to be the guy who's...
He's their personal trainer, bro.
Oh, J.J. Watt's actually crying, so...
Oh, boy. We got Watt and Odell. By the way, outside of the quarterbacks, the two biggest stars in the league, maybe out for the year. But this could be stupid because maybe he's going to come back 3 plays later.
I mean, he's crying right now. No, this is actually serious. Wow.
He's had a torn ACL.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, when they do that, that's like they're like, okay, you're done for the
season.
We'll see you next year.
Second year in a row that we lose Watt.
But you saw his knee go in a little bit. That's
Harrison Butker?
It might be a heart sprain.
All right, who's the next team?
Okay, so I have Houston, number 14. So we had them beating the Browns.
Let's assume that Watt is fine. Let's pretend that it was 5-2.
Okay, number 13, Detroit. They were on a bye. They didn't move at all. Excuse me, they were not on a bye.
They lost by 3 to Carolina.
Yeah, they lost Carolina. They didn't move at all. Carolina leapfrogged them, though. Where did I have Carolina? Oh, no, I had Carolina at 8.
That's crazy if Detroit 13 and the Rams 21, as if they're not almost identical. And the Rams are probably better.
No, because I've seen Rams have a higher upside. Detroit.
And by the way, one team has like the best coach in the NFL, and one team has Jim Caldwell.
Okay, well, so maybe that's part of the reason why. Oh, it's Taylor Rodgers, yeah. Okay, I saw
a quick baseball update. You're not missing anything. It's bottom of the 4-0-0.
It'll be very timely for our listeners.
Yeah. What if there's somebody, what if there's like a hardcore Yankees fan who doesn't watch the game and listen to the podcast two days later in case this mentions something?
Yeah, right.
All right.
I'm not a Yankees fan.
So you're saying that, well, I know I'm low on the Rams. So you want me to be low on Detroit? Because most people would say I'm too low on Detroit.
No, you're too high on Detroit. 13 is crazy. What's the record?
3-2. Really?
Every game they play. They're 8-8, 9-7, 7-9.
They should be a 4-1 team.
I mean, they could be 0-5. No, every game they play is the same.
The Falcons game? Okay, but they should have lost the Vikings also. Like, you know.
I mean, also, the fact that they made the tape play just to the goal line. I mean, it's impressive that they played the Falcons even, but, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know what Falcons also. Like, what are the Falcons?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to them.
We don't know. We'll get to them soon, but what are they?
Our 19-year-old genius that predicts them to win the Super Bowl.
By the way, but the 19-year-old loved the Jaguars. He was obsessed with them, even before.
And the Browns also.
He also told me that he would have drafted Kareem Hunt like in the first round overall in the NFL, even before Spencer Ware got hurt. He liked him. So.
Yeah, that was a little questionable.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, number 12.
He said Kareem Hunt should have been on the greatest living Americans bracket.
Yeah. Number 12, I have the Vikings. Obviously, they haven't moved yet. They haven't played yet this week.
Mm.
I don't know who the quarterback is. I don't know who the running back is, so we'll have to wait.
I mean, they literally have 3 QBs right now. I mean, 2, but Teddy, you know, Teddy's going to come into the picture at some point in the next few weeks, possibly.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I mean, they say they're going to activate him after week 6 when he can come off the pup list, but I don't really believe
it. Are you still sticking with that he's not coming back ever playing another game?
Right, you said that he's never going to play another snap.
If there was a chance, the Vikings...
He could literally be playing 2 weeks.
Odell might not play another snap.
Will you go, if Teddy plays week 7, will you go with our guest who was here before said he's going to that Vikings-Ravens game in 2 weeks? Will you go with him?
No, but here's my question. If the Vikings thought there was any chance he was coming back, why would they have waived his option?
Well, because you could always resign him.
No, but nobody lets a decent quarterback walk. I mean, when's the last time it happened? Drew Brees?
I mean, maybe
it never happened.
Maybe they're more pessimistic, but he's ahead of rehab.
Cocaine scoop.
No, because then there would be stories that said, he's making incredible progress, shocking progress, something like that. There's been nothing.
The Chiefs are 26-4 in their last 30 games.
That's bananas.
Yeah, well, they were 12-4 last year.
All right.
Wait, what if we would say that he has some type of, painkiller addiction?
Yeah.
And they're just trying to be nice to him and...
Teddy Bridgewater? Where's this from?
Where are you coming up with this from?
He's been injured for 2 years straight.
Okay, so you mean he's just been
he's comatose.
Okay.
All right, anyways. The Vikings are playing at home against the Packers next week. We'll pick this on Facebook also, right?
I don't want to pick any of the Sunday night games yet. All right.
Vikings beat Packers last year, obviously, was the opening of the new stadium. All right, number 11, I have Oakland.
Yeah.
I only had Oakland go down one spot because, you know, they were Derek Carr.
Listen, in 3 weeks, really they'll be count. Back to being a nightmare again. Carr gets back and is healthy. I think he'll play next week.
Even when Carr played, they didn't look that
good. Yeah, the defense has been problematic, but I don't think it's an unfixable problem.
But even their offense didn't look good. What was that game against Seattle?
Wait, but Keith, you said that you're picking the Chargers to beat them in Oakland even if Carr comes back.
Well, I don't know. Even if Carr comes back, I don't know if he's 100%. And I do agree. I'm starting to agree more with sort of the Josh Norman school of things as we see Watt really walked off crying. Crabtree and Cooper are really both number twos, and they...
What is going on with these superstars crying? I mean, like, these injuries are bad.
Yeah, I saw more crying today, and he's being carted.
Oh, they're covering him up. That's not good.
Oh, they're covering up. They're giving him the chita. Okay.
Right. Okay, number 10, I have the Cowboys. We all saw the Cowboys give Aaron Rodgers too much time. You know,
and the Cowboys are frustrating. The Cowboys really always lose the most agonizing games ever. Like, the five most agonizing losses every year, two or three are always Cowboys losses. They played their hearts out today. They played like warrior poets.
Well, but look, they embarrassed themselves in Denver.
Yeah.
Right? The Rams game was... By the way, Deshaun Watson looks like he's out of 1974. Or 1982, I would say.
Yeah, it's like an old school. Yeah. The haircut is... Pitch.
Yeah, the mustache is very old
from
school.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
He's one of those, like, I'm too old to be in the league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the Danny Amante.
Don't worry, he's 12.
He could be 16 or 40. Yeah. Nobody knows. All right, so the Cowboys, look, they're 2-3 now, which is surprising that they're under 500, right? They're already two games behind the Eagles.
Yes. They're two games by the Eagles. First of all, have they played the Eagles yet?
No.
So they could beat both, they win both those games. They literally control their own destiny or fate. But if it's destiny, you can't control
it. I suppose. Okay. That's technically true.
That's what Bob Costas always does.
Yeah. All right, Seattle, who's also on a bye, I have them at number 9.
Yeah.
I had them moving down
to
spots.
They're not on a bye. They beat the Rams.
No, they're on a bye this coming week.
Oh, okay.
We're talking
you
about
gotta
next
say
week.
That.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
They beat the Rams. Now they're on a bye.
Oh. We're living in the future. I'm in the past.
Yeah. All right. So Seattle, I haven't moved down to spots.
It was an impressive win today.
No, it was not. It was a very unimpressive win. They have no offense.
Like you say, they always lose to the Rams. They beat the Rams.
Okay.
It's impressive.
I think it was more the Rams lost than Seattle.
First of all, the most impressive thing about the Seahawks is that they have, like, the first 53-man running back roster in the history of the NFL. Literally, we could sit here right now, and we could play, like, a stump the Schwab style, like, the 15 running backs they've had this year, and there's still more.
By the way, if you did the same thing with the Dallas Cowboys, they could do the same thing. I think a lot of their products of the running back is their, I mean, not I think, I know, it's their offensive line. You can literally plug.
No, I just meant the Seahawks have a lot. I didn't mean that they're good. I meant that, like,
right, but the Seahawks, all these, like, pro-season
roles. No, they're all the one.
You guys are saying two different things.
Yes. Hey, listen, it's 4-something in the morning.
Right? Yeah, exactly. All right, so Seattle's offense is just really shaky, and we're a third of the way through the season, and they're not good.
But their offensive line went from, like, absolutely abhorrent to just very bad. So I think it's like, oh, we could win a playoff game.
So then who are you blaming then?
Well, I mean, Cable, Bevel, the GM.
No, but if you're saying the offensive line has improved from last year, why is the offense worse?
I mean, the skill position players aren't so good.
All right, so are you down on Russell then? Are you down on...
I'm not down on Russell. He doesn't have good players. Jimmy Graham is sort of like a little bit past his prime. Yeah. The running back, they literally have a different starting running back every week. And Baldwin is fine, but...
The receivers aren't great.
Okay, but the same group was better last year and the year before.
And he has no time to throw. Their line was the 32nd best last year. Now it's like the 29th. That's what I'm saying.
Again, so if they had the worst offensive line in the league last year, which they did, and yet they had an elite offense, which they did, right? So why right now is their offense...
I don't know. You're asking
puzzles. It looks like that Unger-Graham trade really paid off for the Saints.
You think it was a bad trade in hindsight.
Was it a lose-lose?
No, Unger...
It was good for the Saints.
I mean, the Saints aren't going to do anything good.
They sold incredibly high.
When you're trading a lineman for a skill position player, almost always seem getting linemen's winning that day.
Right. Because fans are the only guys who, like, still have long careers anymore.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're up to number 8 in my power rankings.
I like to say I like the name Frank Zombo.
Number 8 is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They dropped 3 spots for that bad loss to Jacksonville.
You're putting them ahead of Seattle?
I'm 1 spot ahead of Seattle.
I mean, listen, overreact a bit.
Their offense is better.
That was
disgusting. Was awful, but a lot of them were tipped.
At home against Jacksonville.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
He couldn't move the ball.
It did, like, let alone, because Chester's been yelling all year about how bad Ben's on
the Pittsburgh's road. 2 road games were garbage. Their 2 home games were dominant wins.
It's funny, because I thought Chester was impressive because he was like, he had all these Ben Roethlisberger
bad on the road.
19-year-old kid comes and he's like, rocking Chester. He had, like, more stats about how bad Roethlisberger is on the road.
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah, so Pittsburgh is, like, flipping the script. Last week they were good in Baltimore at home, on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week at home against Pittsburgh, just destroyed.
But they're always good in Baltimore.
It's a one-week thing, though. You know, he's not going to throw 5 picks every week.
But here's the thing. Roethlisberger considered retiring.
Like he is
today he looked like he, like, yeah, no longer wanted to live.
Akiva's hot take earlier tonight, you said that you think this is Roethlisberger's last year.
Yeah, it's his last year, for sure.
You said that about Brady last year, though.
Oh, I'm wrong most of the time, for sure.
It's only one right time you're good.
I mean, like, it's correct. Like, it's
all right,
not
this
correct
is coming back. There's, like, 6 holds already on this play.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So Pittsburgh is going at KC.
It's a good game, actually.
Yeah. Are you not going to pick
it? Well, I'm going to pick KC, obviously, at home, but it is a good game.
I'm going to pick KC.
Is that a regular 1 or a 4 o'clock
game? I don't think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a blowout again.
You think KC's going to kill him?
Yeah, destroy him. Wow. I mean, you have
do you think KC's the best team right now, Morty? You and I didn't do our pairings. Who would be your number one? KC, Green Bay?
No, I still don't.
Yeah, by the way, that's the majority of the country watching that at 4 p.m.
I still don't believe KC.
That's the national game next week. KC
Pittsburgh.
The AFC games are always
unless
so
you live
much
in Los Angeles or Oakland or Arizona or Tampa or Jacksonville.
Let's call opening win against the Patriots a fluke.
Let's call it a fluke.
Why?
It's not a fluke.
What have they done since then?
Every single team has been able to move the ball on the Patriots.
Right. No, but it was.
So when you're saying a fluke, you mean
the Patriots could have moved back on KC.
Well, the Patriots are the Patriots.
I mean, they did move the ball.
Yeah,
against Casey. Right. You know, Casey's given up a lot of yards. It's been Alex Smith.
Bend don't break mentality.
All right, who's
all right? Number seven, the best Thursday night game we've had in excluding Thanksgiving in years.
No,
the 4-1 Panthers, the 4-1 Eagles.
That's not even such a good game.
One of these teams is gonna be 5-1.
It's kind of like a weird, boring match.
Right, Philly?
It's in Carolina. I have Carolina 7, Philly 6.
Is it going to be a high-scoring game or a lower-scoring game?
No. I don't know. So Philly's more of an offense team. Carolina's more of an offense
team. You never know. Like, sometimes the defenses show up in Carolina. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes Philly's defense shows up. Sometimes their offense shows up.
Well, look, Carolina's had high-scoring games on the road, you know, in their wins.
Rest of career, Wentz or Mariota?
Mariota. Slightly worried about the injuries.
But you like Wentz, obviously, better than Jameis.
Yeah, those three I put Jameis.
You like Wentz better than Goff?
Yeah.
Wentz or Aaron Rodgers? Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
Are you trying to trick me or something?
No. I mean, because Wentz had a really big game today.
So I have Philly 6.
People are going to be the Wentz bandwagon.
He gets Arizona. Arizona's this garbage. We've discussed this. Arizona
here's
sucks.
The thing. My thesis at the beginning of the year was this is a starless league. We had we discussed like how many superstars are in the NFL?
Didn't Philly
two non-superstar quarterbacks have gone off the field
and literally
today.
The two biggest non-superstar quarterbacks got hurt today.
Literally exited the field.
Brady's a superstar. Okay. Right. Aaron Rodgers is, let's call him a superstar. Play-wise.
Well, there's nobody, if Aaron Rodgers is not a superstar, there's no thing as a superstar. He's on
but
TV nonstop.
I mean,
nonstop.
Like, do people know what he's, okay.
Yes, he's got endless commercials.
Yes. After Rodgers and Brady,
Drew Brees is like Raider.
Brees is famous, but you don't see Brees in commercials.
Yeah, he is.
Eli Manning is very famous.
He's got
famous.
More of the blue collars. He's got Wranglers.
Yeah.
He's got, like, some sleeping pills or something, doesn't he?
But Eli Manning's you getting only sleeping famous pills? Because he's on the New York team.
And his brother's famous. Okay, right. But I'm saying, who is, like, the fifth most famous NFL player? You know what I mean? We had Watt, we had Odell.
I think Von Miller.
Von
Miller's pretty famous.
This is
Adrian Peterson is still famous.
This is a five tiers down.
Everybody knows who Peterson is. He's aging.
Was Roethlisberger ever on a commercial?
No, he's a rapist.
Well, allegedly. Come on.
Allegedly, and not anymore. He's forgiven.
Yeah, he's a family man now.
All right, anyway.
Oh, wow, that's the returner?
Yeah.
Wow.
Backwards.
Some guy the Chiefs have is
well,
like
Kansas City's special teams is always
oh,
great.
He's their special return guy.
All right, so we got Philly at 6 at Carolina at 7 next week.
Okay,
on Thursday night. Who are you picking?
Who do you have, Morty? Philly or Carolina?
I'm a Giants
fan. Can't play much better.
I don't mind, like, I don't know why I'm saying this. I guess it's for my best friend. He's like an Eagles fan. I really don't mind seeing them
your
win.
Your best friend's not your son?
Well,
your best friend's not Akilah.
Is your son your best friend?
My son's best.
Who's your best friend? He like goes, daddy.
You want to be his best friend,
right? Yeah, of
because course. So Chester always says.
No, I don't always say. I said this once.
Chester says his famous for saying. Listen,
kid, of course.
Chester says that his eldest of his 8 sons is his best friend, and vice versa. And I took my son, and Huna took his son to the park. That's it.
They're the same age. Both pre-Kers.
Both they're the same age. And they were playing on like a jumpy like seesaw thing
for less than 5 minutes.
And then we brought up the best friend thing, and Chester said, "Hey,
no, you said to him,
who's your best friend?" And he pointed to my son. So my son, best friend, cucked you, Chester. Yeah. After 5 minutes, they were already best friends.
Yeah, of course.
So
actually, I asked my son that later.
What was that?
I said, "Is Noam still your best friend?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Why?" Because whoever you're playing with, this should be your best friend at that time. So it was actually a very good attitude.
That is a good attitude. Yeah. It was so funny because your son was like falling asleep, and then we were like having a conversation. Yeah. And then like your son literally, Noam was like, "Come on, let's play." He's like, "I'm very sleepy," and he was like in his stroller.
Just like
and then
that.
Literally,
four
he fell asleep.
4
That's
o'clock
right.
games.
It was 4 o'clock, and he took a nap. Then, like your son,
Chester's taking naps.
Took a nap in his stroller. My son was just sitting there like talking to him. He was like hanging out.
Yeah, your son was carrying on a conversation with my sleeping
with
son.
With a sleeping son, yeah. They were fine.
Yeah.
What are like 3-year-olds can't really
I feel like there's been times when one of us has gone to sleep on this podcast, the other one kept going for 10 minutes without noticing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Philly at Carolina, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with the home team, Carolina.
I mean, it depends. Carolina is not so good at home. Like, this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anything else.
Okay. Well, I mean, they got blown out with the Saints.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. But they beat the Lions in a game, the Bills, excuse me, 9-3, whatever that
listen,
game was.
Right,
that,
and again, those I will say the receivers, I don't know, did Funchess get hurt today? Didn't he, like, leave the game or something?
Funchess?
He
didn't get
hurt? No, he scored big.
The receivers,
no, Marty and I both started in fantasy.
Funchess and Kelvin both looked like, you know, they looked dangerous today.
Yeah, they did. That's two weapons.
And McCaffrey scored his first touchdown.
Funchess looks most dangerous in front of a buffet.
McCaffrey might be, by the way, every single rookie running back is amazing, and McCaffrey might be the best. I thought he would be the best one. Hunt, amazing. Yeah, Mixon, amazing. Cook, in the preseason. Great before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Fournette just looked good.
Fournette, great. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Even like the fifth round guys.
Like Carson or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, but McCaffrey made some nice catches off the back.
He's always going to be a good pass catcher. He's going to be in the league for 20
But his ceiling might be like a Darren Sproles.
Right. He might be a backup.
Well, not a backup, just like a third down guy.
Yeah. He's Woodhead.
Vereen.
Could it be like Brian Westbrook?
No,
well, Westbrook was a great player.
He was amazing.
Yeah, but Westbrook, but he was still more
of a guy. He was great.
Yeah. All right, okay, so we're both taking Carolina apparently in that game. All right, Denver against the Giants.
Denver's your five?
I have Denver five, yeah. They were four. They were on a bye. They moved down one spot.
Denver bye. That's only because I forget about teams that have a bye. You know what I mean? You're like not in the league anymore once you have a bye.
Yeah. All right, so we don't need to say anything about them because they haven't done anything.
Is the same just have that job forever? Like, is he just the starter for the next 8 years?
Too soon.
Like, is Paxton Lynch ever going to play?
Oh,
No way.
Is he a total bust? I will say Denver.
I mean, 2 years in a row, they want
anybody willing
to
like write off and say, like, I understand the idea of a sunk cost, I do think it's Elway and the Broncos. Like, I do think
really?
It's
the team who brought back Brock Osweiler?
Yeah.
I mean, as like an eighth string quarterback. Like that.
Well, he went to get some information and came back.
The spot. Right. The sleeper cell.
For the Browns? Yeah, I don't know how much information they need there. Mm-hmm. All right, so Denver against the Giants, where they're going to win. New England, I have it four.
Denver's going to win that game by 50. We said that right.
By the way, it's interesting that New England only beat Tampa.
What do you think the spread's going to be? Did you guess the spreads yet?
No.
Denver Giants, assuming like one of those receivers besides Odell's out. Let's say Marshall's out, Shepard's in.
I would say Denver. Well, I mean, yeah, I need to wait and see.
Denver
by
9.5.
Less.
Is there a 1% chance that McAdoo gets fired tomorrow?
I'd say no.
I think with the Odell injury, probably actually saved him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you could fire. Because I think the locker room is going to be devastated.
Speaking of which, we see JJ Watt being carried into it.
Really not able to move.
Do you think?
I would say
McAdoo's going to blame this game on Odell?
But do you agree? I think it's such an emotional sort of like day tomorrow.
Yeah, they're not going
to. But what if they go to 0-6? Like at a certain point, can you make?
Well, they're going to go to 0-6 because they're going to lose Denver.
So then, at a certain point, are you going to make the move? There's no way.
Hold on. But there's no reason they need to fire him before December, anyways.
Halfway.
If it's a lost season, what's the point?
You know, it's not the Giants, Steelers, old school team way to fire a guy in the middle of the season. What was it the Giants fired a coach in the middle of the season? They fire Hundley in the middle of the season?
Well, but a lot of guys get let go in like the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Right, and sometimes they get told they're fired and they don't
and then
even,
they just
like,
continue out the year.
Yeah, but all right. So, number four, I have the Patriots. Again, it's weird that they moved up two spots when all they did was win a game.
Listen, if all you saw was this year and you had not... you had no prior knowledge of the fact that you win the Super Bowl every year. Would you...
Well, their defense is alarming, obviously.
No, I'm saying you would never have them at number four based on the first 5 weeks.
Well, but Brady's still been great. The offense has been great.
Chris you confuse them for? The Saints. Like, a team with a horrible defense but an amazing quarterback.
No, because the difference is that the Patriots' losses were... Like, the Saints got destroyed by the Vikings, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots lost by 2 touchdowns to the Chiefs at home. That's not a good loss.
Yeah, but if we're saying all you know is this year, you think the Chiefs are the best team in football.
Mm.
So
the Chiefs are the Patriots. You just inceptioned me.
Yeah. I think the Packers will beat the Chiefs.
In Super Bowl?
Man, I'm not Super Bowl. They say that in a regular game. Regular season game.
Eric Fisher, first pick.
But I don't think they're going to meet in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You do think or you don't?
I don't think they're going to meet in the Super Bowl.
All right. We'll let Morty give his Super Bowl prediction at the end of this podcast. All right, so number three, I have Atlanta. They were on a bye. So they don't move. They're playing Miami. They're going to win, we said.
I'm a little nervous about Julio and his hip. Hip is always like a dangerous injury.
I'm nervous about Julio because I invested a lot of him in fantasy this year.
Me too. Invested a lot of money. Yeah.
All right, number two, I have the Packers. You know, they were at number two last week. They went into Dallas. They got the job done. Again, you leave Aaron Rodgers 90 seconds.
We were all, that's how confident. It was 73 seconds, right? We were so confident. That
we knew.
Like, Brady will lead them down and kick a field goal.
Well, no, we knew 100% that they were getting a field goal.
That's for sure.
Is Rodgers, and I said this before the drive, Rodgers the best regular season clutch player in the history of the NFL? Agree or disagree?
No, I still disagree.
Why? Who would you rather have?
I'd rather pay Manning.
You'd rather have Manning in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. But Rodgers is good in the playoffs too. I mean, he freaking threw a Hail Mary.
Yeah, Rodgers goes 10-6 every year. He should be better than 10-6 if he's so great in the regular season.
But maybe depends who he has or what he has. Like, his receivers have been getting injured nonstop last year and the year before that.
Devontae Adams should not have played today. I know he scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson didn't plan that last drive.
The defense looks better, by the way, this year than last year.
The Packers defense has looked pretty frisky.
They have some big
Yeah, do we know what happened to Jordy Nelson? Anybody know anything?
I know these questions are always dumb, because everyone will know by the time they're
listening. Doesn't make a difference anyway.
I was about to Google it, but
every year they're missing.
You do actually Google things, you don't Twitter search.
I don't Twitter search.
Yeah, that's the only, Twitter search is immediate news. Google is for
No, because when you Google, the Twitter searches that come up are on the top of the page anyway.
You are a buffoon, because if a beat writer says something, it doesn't mean they've written a whole article already. You're in the 14th century on the internet.
When you Google things, the most recent Twitter results show on top of the page. Anyways, we'll find out about Jordy Nelson more. Where are we up to? Number two, the Packers, we said. All right, at Vikings, we haven't said yet. Do you need to see the Vikings game tomorrow night?
Twitter stream should be at a Chester 1399.
Okay, that's a great joke. All right, number one, I still have KC. We'll see what they do, obviously, the rest of this game against Houston.
Yeah.
Next week, we already said they're beating Pittsburgh. So yeah, so that's my power rankings through 4.9 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm.
This is fun watching the game together.
The prediction is that it's going to be Packers.
3.9 weeks.
You think Packers Chiefs is your Super Bowl right now? We should do Super Bowl pick after every week the rest of the year.
No, it's been Packers Patriots the whole time. That has changed.
And how are the Patriots going to go into Arrowhead and actually stop the Chiefs' attack?
I mean,
Chiefs, better question.
Chiefs have won two playoff games in 50 years.
Do you think it's going to be the Jets at Kansas City or the Kansas City at the Jets? Imagine the Jets host a playoff game. First of all, let me guarantee you right now, I will fly back to America, even though I'm going in a few weeks. I will fly back to America if the Jets host a playoff game, obviously, because I've only been to one my whole life. They've only hosted two since I was 3 years old, which is embarrassing.
I went to the most embarrassing Giants playoff game.
Oh, you went to what? The 23-2?
The 20-0.
What was it?
The 20-0.
Didn't they get a safety on the last play? Wasn't
no,
like
that's the game where they beat the Falcons 20-2.
Oh, okay. 20-2. Okay.
20-0.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was the worst thing. I got a towel. We spent like $500 on these tickets, like, four rows up, $500. With my brother, right? Humble brag.
No, there was nothing humble about it.
There's nothing humble. You're just praying that you're rich. Okay.
No, I'm not rich. Okay. It was just, we're like, we have to go finally go to a Giants game, playoffs at home, because they're always on the road, they're always the losing team, they always come in at like the wild card team. So we're like, okay, maybe this will be the only one in our lifetime, so we finally went, and they just, I mean, sucked the air. It made me never want to go to a Giants game again.
Well, you don't have to worry about the Giants being the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
more.
For sure.
All right, so Morty, what's your Super Bowl prediction right now as our guest?
I think I'm going to go with what you said. I got to go Patriots Packers. That's what I picked in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I haven't changed it yet. Keith, have you changed your Super Bowl prediction yet?
Well, I'm not loving the Steelers pick right now. I know Roethlisberger will still be in the NFL in February, let alone
I don't
Super
know. Yeah, forget about that. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs the week they're going.
Really, who's going to win that division?
Right, they all suck. They're just like, someone, you know what? This whole division sucks. No one's going to the playoffs from this.
Ooh, what if we had like four teams from the, what if the Chargers made it? If we could let four teams from the AFC West in.
The Steelers suck all of a sudden? Like,
no,
I mean,
okay.
The way they look today made it, and the way they're talking and all their heads are down.
Yeah. No, I mean, didn't like the body language or the words that were coming out.
It looks like they're never going to win another game. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Roethlisberger also looks 45.
Yeah, Heath Miller said that he played great today.
He just became older looking than Will Ferrell.
By the way, this episode started, Keith said, it's only going to be 20 minutes today. I don't know if it's going to be a full episode. We're over an hour.
Okay. And we didn't even do a draft yet. We might have to put in a draft at the beginning. I don't know.
No, maybe we'll postpone the draft. No draft this week.
Okay. Wait, okay, no, we're going
to
draft.
We have to update the WNBA draft. I took that one down. Took $5 from you.
Okay.
The links, the greatest dynasty in sports. 4 titles, 7 years. 6 finals appearances in 7 years. Blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Okay, let's do, I don't really follow the NHL regular season. We're going to do a quick draft at the end of this, okay? Points, regular season points, NHL teams. And I'm totally guessing. I have no idea who's supposed to be good.
Okay.
The only thing I know is that the Las Vegas team isn't good. It'll just be, you could help me, Morty, but we're just going to do two teams. All right, so Chester, you get first pick. I'll get next two.
Are we doing all 32 teams right now?
No, just it's a five. We're each picking five teams. We're each picking five teams. That's how we do.
Just total points.
Total points. Regular season. Who's gonna win the?
Because this is a postseason team. This is a postseason team, not a regular season team. But as a Wild fan, I'm terrified of them. So I'll just say the Blackhawks.
I was gonna pick the Blackhawks. Okay. Who should we pick?
Obviously, Penguins.
Penguins
won.
Penguins and Washington.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's a regular season. Yeah.
Penguins and Washington. Who do you get?
All right, I'm going
for $5, by the way. Who do you want? Two teams. Two picks.
Yeah.
There's a new team in Las Vegas if you want that.
I think I'm going to take the Blues, actually.
Okay, the St. Louis Blues.
And
he's going all west.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, who do I like in the east? You took the two obvious teams.
Mm-hmm. What about the Rangers?
Yeah, obviously.
No, the Rangers are not. Rangers
I'm thinking the Rangers, but that's a little bit ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, the King is a little bit washed up.
I'm saving one of you.
Okay, yeah, you don't say it in front of him. We got to, like.
Would it be insane to take the Senators?
Go for it.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Senator?
Daniel Alfredson.
No. I mean, like, United States Senator. Who's your favorite senator? Do you have all 100 senators ranked?
No.
That's weird that you don't.
Yeah, I like Chuck Schumer. Oh, he's not even my senator anymore. No, my current center is Menendez, who's about to go to prison.
Menendez will go to prison. Who's the other one there?
I don't know. Frank Lomberg.
Lomberg? Isn't he like 100?
No, can't be Lomberg. I don't even know. You know what's a problem? There's a governor's election in the state I live in next month.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's running.
All right. That's. I mean, you're talking to two guys.
Yeah, I have no clue about anything.
Yeah, but I should know these things.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Just pick it. Okay, so you pick the Senators.
No, I'm retracting that. Can I at least look at the standings for two games?
No. This is blind.
I know the Wild have started 0-2. The Wild have had two embarrassing losses.
You pick the Senators. Okay. I'm going with, how about Detroit? Montreal, can I pick Detroit? Are they good?
Detroit missed the playoffs last year for the first time in 22 years.
You think they're going to miss it twice?
I mean, look, who's going to win?
Five,
or
the Habs?
Or Carolina.
All right, Montreal and Carolina.
You think it might be sabotaging.
Wait, how many teams do you have?
No, I have four. What are you talking about? They were great last year.
How many do I have? Chicago, St.
We have
Louis,
Pittsburgh, Washington, Ottawa. Montreal,
we're talking about
Carolina.
Just regular season.
I hope all the Saints
just points. Yeah.
Okay, you have two teams, and then we
Carolina
get
Carolina was the third place.
All right, think of a last team for us, Morty.
All right, I'll take two. Philly.
Philly.
No, Philly's garbage.
Oh, yeah, Philly's garbage.
Philly's garbage. What are you? I've got to help him now.
No, Philly had like 60 points last year.
You can't leave him hanging on that, man.
No, because I'm trying to think.
That's literally.
I'm going to meddle. Now you have to trade Chris Sale for Russell Westbrook. Yeah, pick two teams.
I don't know what's going on in the NHL. All I know is that I get.
You know the names of teams. Right. Just name two teams.
Think of the pool. Okay. Think of the pool.
No, because I'm trying to think who was good in the playoffs last year.
So think of the pool last year.
No, but I want an up and coming team.
Okay. There's two up and coming teams there. Nothing.
All right, Toronto.
Toronto and.
I need to take another team. How do I have? Is this my last team?
Yeah, just take Philly.
<There you go. laughs> All right, I will take. No. I will take San Jose.
San Jose.
Oh, okay. So that was going to be one of them. Saturday. No, Predators.
Okay, Nashville. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. We're still Nashville.
They may or not have
gotten. You said up and coming. I'm like, you're not thinking about
the last. They literally went to the final. Yeah,
we could have gotten like 31, and then we would have gotten like.
Yeah. Considering that I took. Yeah, didn't Philly literally have like 62 points last year?
Yeah, they were the worst team. That's why I can't leave them like hanging there. I was like, they were like the worst team in the NHL.
Could you name a player on every team in the NHL right now?
100% out. By midseason, I'll be able to. Because I start making my chart. I make my all-star team chart.
I told you, I've been very off on sports this past offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever since the Mets tanked, and I was playing. I was nonstop playing, coaching.
Honestly, my regular season hockey following is limited to the Wild.
I'm very open. First of all, I'm a hockey agnostic, so I don't have a team to watch every night. And plus, I think the Spurs take a lot of my time.
You know what people don't tune into this podcast for? An hour in a completely ignorant hockey
talk. All right, thanks so much for coming.
Our Canadian listeners are going to be so pissed.
Your first full guest spot? You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it was not bad.
All right.
Should I edit out this hockey stuff?
No. It's the end of an hour. Who cares? People know we're not big hockey guys.
You can start the music now, right?
It's my 14th. Literally, I was once at NBC, asked to join a
Should
hockey
we let
league?
Morty pick the song, the outro song?
You had no Tom Petty song? I wanted a Petty song.
Yeah, so do a Petty song. I don't know.
Okay.
Bryce Petty? Bryce Petty?
Ooh, is there a Bryce Petty song?
Is there a Tom Petty song about Bryce Petty?
Okay.
I have a great story. Okay, so my dad was like a hippie in the 70s and has all these crazy stories.
Jerry.
So he never tells me the stories. And every time he starts to tell me.
He doesn't want to hear, I was smoking pot.
No, so every time he starts telling me a story, he pauses and then he says, I'll tell you when you're 25. And then I'll tell you when you're 30. And then I'll tell you when you're 40. And but he actually started telling me them now because
I don't
want to
hear these stories, yeah.
So he spent a summer in Baja, California, which is Mexico, with Tom Petty's, one of Tom Petty's best friends. And he's like, I don't really remember what we did all summer. I said, probably a lot of drugs. And he's like, no, because the guy, I won't say his name, Tom Petty's friend, was coming off a heroin addiction. So my dad says, he was doing a lot of shaking, I was doing a lot of holding.
Oh, wow. Classic. Do you have any wild stories?
No.
Very proper South African lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my Tom Petty story.
This is so fun. What time is it right now?
It is 4:16 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Shaking with love, people.
All right, thanks so much for listening to this chat. Bye.
Bye.
Stafford, you were perfect.